This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Dear listeners, if you are under 40, go ahead and turn off the radio. This next story is not for you. But fellow boomers, 40s and over, listen up. Writer and actress Annabelle Gurwitch has made a discovery we may be interested in.
I have a confession to make. I have found the fountain of youth. It's not an elixir. It doesn't make your face appear more youthful, but it might give your body a more youthful appearance. What is it? An iPod. Although I prefer to call it the Youthinator. A gift had arrived in the mail and sat on my desk for months before my son, 8 years old, said to me, "Mom, you got an iPod." "No," I replied, "it's so small. I think it's an iPod remote control." "No, Mom," he whined in the voice at the very young, save for the very uncool. "That is an iPod." Inability to recognize new technologies. The first sign of aging. My son programmed it for me, and that's how I found out this secret. You put music on your iPod from whatever age you want to return to, and voila, instant time machine. It's the Smiths, and I'm 17, and I'm standing on a street corner in London. I've just watched Charles and Diana pass by in the wedding carriage. Oh, I just know they'll be happy together forever. Now I'm 19, and I'm on my way to play with my band in a club in downtown New York, a gig for which I was paid a pineapple. It's once in a lifetime, and I'm in Wendy Kaminoff's dorm room, bopping as we play it over and over and over and dance our butts off. Hearing this music blasting in my ears positively transported me back to the early 80s when I had endless amounts of energy. Armed with this Youthinator, I began running every night through the streets of my Los Angeles hilly neighborhood listening to, gasp, oldies? I felt so much younger that I ran more and more until one day I turned my ankle ever so slightly, and that's how I became a victim of boomeritis. According to the New York Times, sports injuries suffered by baby boomers have become the number two reason for visits to the doctor's office nationwide, just behind the common cold. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says those injuries led to almost $19 billion a year in medical costs. Does this sound like an exaggeration? Well, you'd only think so if you're younger than me, and I told you not to listen. I can testify that my injury alone cost me weeks off my feet and over $5,000. Damn you, Youthinator. You made me feel young, and then you took it all away, and I got old really fast. It's kind of like what I imagined would happen if the big one ever hits Los Angeles and all the dermatology offices close while the suddenly haggard roam the streets in search of black market Botox. I spent 5 months of agonizing, boot-wearing ankle pain, riding in wheelchairs through airports, scowling at younger mobile bipeds, plus dozens of $180 physical therapy sessions with Rob, who admonished me that I just couldn't expect to exercise like I used to. But it's my iPod's fault. It injected too much youth into my brain. It's like mainlining youth, I cried. Alas, I'm too old to die young, but I will not give in to boomeritis. So now that my foot is healed, I'm going back to the Youthinator, putting on my running shoes, keeping Rob's phone number tucked in the back pocket of my workout clothes, hobbling over to the recumbent bike in the corner of the Advanced Orthopedic Rehabilitation Center, and for 30 minutes a day, pedaling furiously backward toward my youth.
Baby boomer and day-to-day contributing writer Annabelle Gurwitch.